Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
So first off, I want to address a couple of things. One, this morning I tweeted about, that mental health is important and also mental toughness is important. Me personally, I want to just clarify something here and what I said. I want to really dig deep into exactly what the meaning of that was and what I said. Okay. First of all, if you look at any of my past talks or anywhere I've been publicly speaking about mental health and how important that is to take care of it, because I can tell you where I come from, it wasn't taught. It was, it was something that wasn't really discussed or talked about, mainly because you're a man. Right. And we're told not to cry, not to have emotion, suck it up, you know, one of those get back in the game type of attitudes. And that's how I grew up. But later on, I completely saw things different as I saw how important mental health was to people. And this is coming from somebody that, yeah, I grew up homeless. All right. I've slept in cars. I've slept in shelters. And I've, you know, had some very unfortunate things happen to me. And that, especially when those things happen to you as a kid, it stays with you for a very long time. And that's why I've always preached about mental health being important. And that's number one. That's why I started that tweet off by saying mental health is important, because it is. We don't talk about it enough. And especially when you're talking about an athlete, and especially when you're talking about a man athlete, you know, the males, because we aren't accustomed to talking about our problems or things that we're struggling with. And you know, as a man, you're always told to, you know, those things are weak and soft and you're not supposed to be that way. And I don't believe that at all. The second part of that, I said, is mental toughness. You know, as I told you guys just now, I grew up and had some very unfortunate things around me. And so did a lot of people where I came from in Prince George's County, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. Went through some terrible things growing up. And there was times where I had to be mentally tough. And if I didn't, I wouldn't have made it out of those circumstances. And so that's why I wanted to really get that across and explain, because, you know, people are taking the first part of that. The second part of that, not looking at the first. The first part of that, I said mental health is extremely important. And it's something that we don't talk about enough. And I'm glad people are talking about it. But on the flip side, also, what's going on, and I've just had this happen to someone who was having a bad week or a bad, you know, yeah, had a bad week. And I said, a friend of mine said, why are you having a bad week? You know, he lost their keys, their cars didn't start. They had a couple bad phone calls. They had a headache and things like that. And she was complaining about the mental health aspect of everything that was going on. And, you know, I kindly reminded her, this has been a friend of almost 17 years. I said, hey, somebody didn't eat today. Somebody is going to go home today and there's going to be an eviction notice on their door, as I experienced when I was a kid. Someone that right now is getting bullied or beat up. And you're sitting here and talking about mental health because you had a bad week. Let's start separating the two and what we're talking about here. And no matter what situation or circumstances I'm going through personally in my life, I always know and have known that there are people out here that's going through things that's 10 times worse as I'm going through. And so I don't complain. Yes, unfortunate things happen and happen to some very good people. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and because I'm going through a couple things and scream and yell mental health when I have to just toughen up and get through it. Because there are a lot of bad things happening to people out here, far worse than my position. And I always keep that in the back of my head. So when I talk about, you know, mental health, when I talk about being tough, this is the difference. And I want, for me personally, I wanted to clarify that, because a lot of people are using the smaller things. Now, I don't know what Simone Biles, actually the statement wasn't directly targeted at Simone Biles at all. It's more a blanket statement of people using mental health as an escape goat for going through something that is just tough. Life is tough. Unfortunate things happen to people, and those things happen. And not everything is a mental health issue just because you have a bad day or bad week or bad month. Okay, because remember, there's people out here that's going through things 10 times as worse than you. And half the time, you don't even know what it is because they might be walking around with a smile on their face. So I don't know exactly what Simone Biles, obviously she's dealing with a lot of things behind the scenes that we don't know about, maybe even more than she's even talking about. She's in a highly pressured industry where the world is looking at her and expecting great things out of her. Hell, I mean, that's a lot of pressure for any, I don't care who you are. That's a lot of pressure to deal with. And so if she had to step away, good for her. Get yourself together. Do what's best for you. So, but my whole thing of this, of mental health is people using it as an escape goat instead of being tough. And I'm not talking about physically tough, toughen up, suck it up. I'm talking about find a way. All right. And realize that there's things going on with people out here that are 10 times worse than what you're going through in your position. So when I talk about the two, just know that that's what it is. It's not coming from anywhere else. You know, and I'll be the first one to tell you that mental health is extremely important. And I've taken necessary steps for myself, you know, got into, you know, meditating and doing hot yoga and just taking better care mentally of myself. And also trying to help other people do the same thing around me who's not big into that side of being healthy mentally. So when I see people frustrated and mad and more triggered than anything else, I don't care about that part. The part that I'm trying to get people to understand is that there's things going on in people's lives that are 10 times worse. And every single thing that happens to you bad in life is not a mental health issue. And don't use it as such. So, you know, anyone out there that's dealing with something mentally and trying to find a way is living in a dark, you know, just a dark cloud over you and just have a dark part of your life happening right now. I hope that you find a way to get through it and it will get better. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Just remember that. But the other side, the people who are using mental health for sympathy or using mental health to, you know, because you're going through a rough moment. Just let's start separating the difference, man, because there's people out here that's really dealing with things. That's really going through it and really need help. So let's support those people that really need it. And not jump on anybody that have a different opinion than you have. So just wanted to clarify that. You know, I love going back and forth, good or bad, with people, and especially other teams fans on social media, because I really do take pleasure in that. But also, we are entitled to our opinion, and nobody's opinion is wrong. Definitely not mine, and definitely not anyone else's. And so, like I said, if you're going through something, man, find help. Lean on the people around you, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. You'll be okay. Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And thank y'all for listening, too, and understanding, because that's what this thing is about. I mean, we all have our opinions. We all feel a certain way. And the reason why we feel a certain way about things is because people go through different things in life. So I can't say what triggers that person over here, what bothers that person or whatever. We all dealt with it. But glad to have a conversation with you guys. And we'll have another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman, next week.